think twice before you just ghost somebody. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and we've all been there. You've been dating somebody for a little while, and you finally reached the point where you're just kind of over it, and you're ready to break it off, and you need to figure out how to do it. There are a few options for you. There's the old-fashioned way where you actually call them or meet up and let them know that the relationship has run its course.
Oh, so much work.
Yeah. I know. Or you can fake your own death and let your friends deliver the bad news to your main squeeze.
Uh-oh.
That's a lot easier than having that conversation.
But a big lie to keep up.
Or you can go with one of the most popular options right now, and that's just ghost them, where you break off communication suddenly without warning and just silently disappear from their life.
Oh, rude. Yeah.
Ghosting is probably one of the rudest things you can do in the dating world, but thousands of people do it every single day, and usually nothing too bad comes of it. But one guy in Canada is making headlines today because of what happened after he ghosted a woman, and now he's paying the price. His name is Nick Bryant, and a few years ago, Nick was fresh out of college and excited to go out and make his mark in the world.
Wow.
Shortly after graduation, he started dating a woman named Sylvia. Things were going great, but Sylvia wanted to settle down and start a family. Yuck, right? And even though Nick really liked Sylvia, he felt like he was still too young and wasn't quite ready to commit.
Okay.
And he didn't know what to do, so he took the coward's way out. And over Christmas break, while Sylvia was home visiting her family, Nick silently packed up his things, left the country, moved up to Canada, and didn't say a word to Sylvia. Just left.
That's some extreme ghosting, man.
Yeah. I thought you were like, doesn't text her back.
And they live together.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is not that uncommon. I've known people that this has happened to. They've lived together with someone for like 3 years and they come home and they're just gone. And never talk to them again. Anyway, Nick said he wanted to avoid all the breakup drama and thought that ghosting was the best way. Sylvia was obviously upset and, in her words, said she became obsessed with the relationship, tracking Nick down, even causing scenes with his parents and friends. You're going to kind of understand that. I mean, if you live with someone and then they just pack up their stuff and move away and you've never heard from them, you'd probably try to track them down.
That's a weekend fling.
That's not obsessed. That's like, hey, man, you owe half the rent.
Yeah. Eventually, after several months, the drama died down and Nick settled into his new life in Canada, finding other hobbies and other girlfriends. Never once hearing from Sylvia at all. But this past month, everything changed. Nick was working as a math teacher at an elementary school and got some very shocking news, and he shared what happened on social media, saying, quote, "This week, I learned that our fantastic school principal suddenly resigned due to a serious family situation that happened over the summer. The school had a replacer, and I read the bio of the new boss and Googled her and was shocked to discover that it's my ex-girlfriend, Sylvia." We have not been in touch for 4 years, do not have any mutual friends anymore. I'm not a big fan of social media and have no idea what she's been up to since the unpleasant situation a long time ago. Unpleasant for who? It was unpleasant for her. You just took off.
And it's a little bit more than unpleasant when you just move your stuff out and don't tell anybody.
Oh, my God.
And now Nick has no idea what to do. He knows that eventually he's going to have to see Sylvia face to face again, but he's asking the internet how to handle the situation.
Oh my gosh.
How do you?
You obviously leave the country again.
Yeah, just pack up and leave. You're good at that.
What are you doing?
I hear Italy's very nice.
I mean, you're probably going to get fired soon anyway.
Most people online were pretty supportive of him, telling Nick just to hang in there and stay positive. It'll all work itself out. Mm-hmm. That is, until Nick provided one final detail about his relationship with Sylvia. Up until then, most people were thinking that they were probably together a couple months before he ghosted. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But Nick pointed out that they were actually together for 3 years and lived together for 2 of those years before he just took off.
For 2 years and then the guy just leaves? Like, that's not just like living together. That is like establishing a home together.
Yep.
He should just play it casual and be like, oh, you didn't see the note that I left?
Or just like, you broke up with me, you know, you remember? Just
you were
completely
drunk.
Mess with her reality. Just like, no, you yelled at me and told me to leave. And she's like, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You don't remember that. You said, get out of the house before I get home. And so I left and I was like, devastated. He said, never talk to you again.
That's way better.
She's just like, am I crazy?
Yeah, I
want to be with you now, but now I don't know because you don't even know when you yell at people.
You might not be in any manipulative relationships in your past, Jubal.
Right? Never. That's when every single comments are turned against him, and his post has been littered with comments like, dude, you didn't ghost her. You abandoned your live-in partner.
Yeah.
You abandoned her. It says, I hope she crushes him and all his hopes and dreams under her stiletto heels and then laughs. Another one said, that's not obsession. That's called, where the heck are you?
Yeah.
Did you get kidnapped? Nick says he still isn't sure what he's going to do when school officially starts this year and he has to confront her, but he hopes that she's, quote, nice about it.
Oh, man.
And maybe they can laugh about it.
Oh,
over
no
a beer
way
or two.
I think she lets him stew on it for months and then fires him.
Yeah.
You know, like, doesn't say a word, acts like everything's fine.
Oh.
I have a feeling she's not going to be very nice about it. Text in at 78592. What do you think Nick needs to do when he sees his girlfriend that he ghosted 4 years ago? I think his only option is to move.
Yeah.
Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.